Back before things got a little bit weird with Michael Jackson. It is not a Michael Jackson commemoration today in this day in music history, but it is a commemoration of the author, the writer of this song, Rock With You, Rod Temperton, born on this day back in 1949. Wrote some songs for Michael Jackson, recruited by Quincy Jones, wrote Thriller, Off the Wall, and this one, Rock With You. Rod Temperton, born on this day in 1949, he died of cancer in 2016. And if you've been with us before, you know that music, big part of my life and my passion. So we dig deep, birthdays, anniversaries, number ones on this day, all sorts of stuff into the music library when I fill in here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve, as I mentioned, here on the Steve Gruber Show. And, back into the Quinnipiac poll. Just started discussing this, the new numbers on the Democratic race. Again, Elizabeth Warren leading 28%, 29%. Joe Biden, 26%. Bernie Sanders with 16%. Nobody else is topping 4% of the vote in this Quinnipiac survey. The question I think that we ask now or soon is, how serious a candidate from here on out is Bernie Sanders? And in part because of his health concerns. The guy had a heart attack. And I hope he's fully recovered. I hope things go well for him on the campaign trail. But he was asked yesterday about what might change or how things might change after this health scare for him on the campaign trail. I think the question's at the front end of this, but this is Bernie Sanders yesterday.
Do you expect when you do start to travel more that you'll be able to keep up the same type of robust...
No, I don't know. I think not certainly immediately. Look, we were doing, you know, in some cases, 5 or 6 meetings a day, you know, 3 or 4 rallies and town meetings, and meeting with groups of people. I don't think I'm going to do that. But I certainly intend to be actively campaigning. I think we're going to change the nature of the campaign a bit. Make sure that I have the strength to do what I have to do.
What do you mean by change of nature?
Well, probably not doing 4 rallies a day. I'm not quite sure that, I could be wrong on this, but I don't know there's anybody who did more rallies than we have done all over the state. So we're going to, you know, probably not do 3 or 4 rallies a day, do 2 or do other events as well.
Well, it's also...
Senator Bernie Sanders there on what might change on the campaign trail. He wants to stay active, but he's going to change the nature of his campaign. Fewer rallies, fewer appearances. I don't know. I know he's still recovering. That sounds to me like a guy who's staying in to shape the conversation, but not necessarily to win. Could be wrong. But it sounds like a guy who's interested in pushing his ideas, but maybe because of this health scare has given up the idea that he might win this nomination. I don't know. What I do know is it's not going away, this issue of Bernie Sanders' health among the Democrats. Bobby Rush, a congressman out of Illinois, Chicago Democrat, so you can kind of fill in the blanks about what kind of Democrat he is, in the Sun-Times, the Chicago Sun-Times today, saying it is egotistical for Bernie Sanders to continue his presidential bid if his health is compromised. He said, where's the quote here? Quote, "Don't be so egotistical, so self-centered that you want to put the American people and your family into that position where day by day they don't know whether you are going to have another heart attack." Bobby Rush, the chair of Kamala Harris's Illinois campaign on Bernie Sanders' health. I don't know if the issue is going to go away in terms of the ability to continue. And I must say, look, I mean, it's a smaller thing in the big picture, I suppose, but a presidential candidate have a heart attack. And it seems like that's not a huge story. I guess it doesn't involve Trump, so of course it's not going to be a giant story. But man, if we had it's different now. I mean, if Donald Trump had suffered a heart attack on the campaign in 2016, I think it might be handled a bit differently. More questions about his health and can he keep up and what about a 70-whatever-year-old running for president? So we'll keep an eye on what Bernie Sanders might do. The other stuff from this Quinnipiac survey quickly is, the head-to-head matchups. The Democrats are largely winning. Biden wins 51-40, Sanders 49-42, Warren 49-41. It's actually closer, those races closer than they were 2 months ago. But I don't think that'll change too much in the near future. Donald Trump's support has been largely stable over the past 3 years of his presidency. Events don't move the numbers. Nothing seems to move the numbers. And the question is, how many people will come out and how many people are just not saying that they support the president, right? But the other thing of interest in here, they asked about seven different ways voters' thoughts on impeachment. Do you support the impeachment effort? Do you support the impeachment proceedings? Do you think he committed high crimes? All those questions. Here's the big one, though, right? I mean, when it comes down to it, do you think that President Trump should be impeached and removed from office, or don't you think so? Overall, in this Quinnipiac poll, 45% say yes, 49% say no. That's actually down from about a week ago. 47% said yes, 47% said no, of course, within the margin of error. But among independents, pretty split. But more say no, he should not be. 43% yes, 47% no. Of course, Republicans largely say no. Democrats largely say yes. And even among young Americans, 18 to 34-year-olds, they break it down in here, it's not like this runaway, overwhelming impeachment train. 50% say yes, 46% say no. And those numbers have been relatively stable here over the past week or so. Victor Davis Hanson with thoughts on the whole impeachment proceedings. We'll hear from him later on in the program. He was on Fox News yesterday with Martha McCallum. Victor Davis Hanson also was here this past week on Hillsdale College's campus for the big kickoff and the chapel dedication. We'll hear from him in a bit. After the bottom of the hour, Dan Gerstein with us talking about the story of technology, his new book. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.